Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Ayin Hey is one of these dafs you could literally spend hours and hours on. Unfortunately, we have less than 40 minutes, and we will try to do our best. It's really a chock full daf, a lot of lumps of the ideas of Tanoim, making conditions, are right here in Gittin Ayin Hey. We'll do our best. Says the Gemara, we are on the first wide line on the left side. Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Where's over there? In the Mishnah in Masechtas Eirachin, it says Berishona original. This is going to try to bring a riot to Gittin. It has nothing to do with Gittin. Berishona originally, the halacha is that if you sell a home in a walled city, you have 1 year in which to buy it back. If you don't buy it back within the year, you have lost that home forever. Even Yovel doesn't send the house back to you. You've lost it forever. So on the last day of the year, when you're trying to find the guy to buy it back from him. All of a sudden, he went into hiding. Because the last thing he wants is to lose that house on the last day. So, Berishona, originally, Hayu Nitman Yom Shnei Masar Chodesh, the person who bought the house went into hiding on the last day of the year, Kedei Shehei Chalot Lo, so he should be safe. And you can't find him to buy the house back, to redeem your house back. Right? Hizkin Hil Hazakin made a takana. Shehei cholish es ma'osav l'lishka. You could throw the money into the lishka. He made up a separate room in the bezdin or in the Beis HaMikdash, a separate room, and you throw the money there. V'yehei shover es hadeles. You break down the door, v'nichnas, and you come into the house, v'emesai sheyirtza. Whatever you want. Halo yavo v'yitel es ma'osav. And the guy can come to the bezdin and pick up the money. But you have the right to... You have the right to just deposit the money. Obviously, it's against his will. It's against the owner of the house's will. So, by the way, there's a historical issue here. The halacha is, even though we said that this rule, if you don't buy it back within a year, it goes, you own it forever, or you lose it forever, depending on who you are, this halacha only applied whenever Yovel was Nohig. Even though it had nothing to do with Yovel, but it only applied when Yovel was Nohig. So when Yovel was Noach. So what's Hil Hazakein? He lived. When did he live? He lived in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. But there was no Yovel. So that's a machlokas. We had that already. It's a machlokas between Tosfos and everybody else. Was the Yovel during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash? So either this Gemara is a proof to Tosfos, or you could say that Midirabbanan they kept these halachos even though Minatari there's no Yovel. There's only two ways. Only way to add to this. Hillel lived. He lived before Chanukah, before the times of Chanukah. Right around Chanukah, Hillel lived. Right, because already Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel already have a machlokas, how to light Chanukah candles. Right, 1 to 8 or 8 to 1. So Hillel and Shammai themselves lived before that. Right. Okay. Anyway, that has nothing to do with anything. That's just a side point. V'amar Rava, Rava said, "Mitakanasu shen Hillel." From the takana of Hillel, the fact that Hillel did that, mashma, it's mashma, that if someone says, "Arei zeh gitech al manas shetitni li masayim zuz," if someone says, here is your get on the condition, you give me 200 zuz. V'nasnalo midaito migureshes. If the husband says, "I'm only going to divorce you, I'll give you a get, but you have to pay me $200. So she says, fine, I'll do anything to get away from you. Here's $200. Now, if he accepts the $200, good. Al karcho eno megureshes. But if it's forced, it doesn't work. Why? Mid itzrich leil hil tekune nesina bal karche tahavale nesina. Since Hillel had to make a takana that you can accept money by force, since he made such a takana, michlal, what do you see from here? Debaal nesina bal karcho lo having nesina. That of everywhere else in the world, it's not such thing. Right? Everywhere else in the world, there's no such thing. The Rajba asks, right? So that, since Hillel had to make a takana, that you could buy a home, you could redeem your house back, bal karcha, that's mashma, everywhere else in the world, it would not work bal karcha. The Rajba asks, what about, can't you give your get a wife bal karcha? Certainly can. So we already have a model that you can give something bal karcha. The answer is, because get it special. You learned that of a pasuk. I wouldn't know that if you make a condition on the get, that the same thing would apply. So if you give her a get bal karcha, doesn't mean she can give you the money to get the get from you, bal karcha. Okay. Well, because this is not about money, it's about Isurim.
If you go back to the case of the salt of the house,
right?
It's just no other way back around. They just disappear.
What?
Those people just disappear.
Right, so... What? So basically, you're right. Listen, that's life. What are we waiting for the last day for? Right. So Ein Hachanan. Oh, so there's a big discussion about that. Would this halacha apply 2 months later? Right. The guy leaves for a year. I'll leave for a year, so then I have the house forever. Right. So that's a big discussion. Does that kind of apply the whole year, only on the last day? Because you're saying a very good point. The bottom line is that Hill didn't make the takana by alone, only by this one case, which is Masha. Every other case, it's not.
So the Gemara says, Maskeflor of Papa, Vitam of Sim Barashi, Nova Dilma Kiyas, Michael Tikune, Shalobafonov.
When did Hill have to make that takana? That's only Shalobafonov.
Ava Bafonov, but if he's standing right there, Bain Midaito, Bain Balkacha, having a seat, it would work. So if the guy's standing right there, he says, I'm not taking the money back for that house. I don't want that money. I refuse to accept it.
So what? You can give it to him, Bal Karcha.
Veka Diyamri. Others learned that nothing's really going to change. Just another way of different. The people, who said what changes, but nothing really changes here. Veka Diyamri. I'm a Rava. Rava says, B'takanasa shel Hillel, from the Takana of Hillel, what do we see from that? That Hareza Gitech Almanas Chetitni Li Masayim Zuz. If the husband says, I'm only going to divorce you if you pay me for it. Vinasnalo, she can give it to him. Be mi daito, be bal karcho. Have a nesina. That'll be nesina. V'chi itzrich lei lehillel l'takune shelo b'fonov.
And Hillel only had to make his takana shelo b'fonov because the guy went into hiding.
Avol b'fonov. But if he was there, be mi daito, be bal karcho. Have a nesina. No matter what, it would be good. So maskeflor of papa v'item of sin barashi v'dilma afilu b'fonov. Nami midaito in al karcholo. No, maybe the same thing would apply that if the guy is present, it will only work midaito. It would not work al karcho. Aye, what did Hillel do? The Hillel my de istrich le tike. Hillel only had to make a takana to resolve the issue of the day. The issue of the day was they were not there. They went into hiding. In a chenami, the halacha would be the same, even if they were there, you can't accept the balkarcha. But that's not what Hillel was faced with. Hillel was faced with the problem of everybody wanted to hide him. So who said that you're right? Who said the halacha is that if it's b'fonav, even balkarcha would work? You want to bring me a raya from Hillel? No, that's not a raya. Hillel wasn't faced with that problem. But in a chenami, if he was, maybe he would have made a takana for that as well. Next. Whenever we have a statement from Moshe Megamil in the Mishnah, halacha kamoso, halacha is like him, chutz me arev, except for an arev, right? If a guy agrees to cosign a loan, so Moshe Megamil said, I forgot already who said what. One said that you can go to either the borrower or the cosigner, and one Dharma said, no, you can only go to the cosigner first, or the borrower first, I'm sorry. The tzidon was the thing we had yesterday. We had that yesterday's daf about that. Moshe Megamil said that you could pay the value of an item; you don't have to give the actual item. And v'ray achrona, that's a mishnah Sanhedrin that if the bezin says, okay, the testimony is closed, and after the testimony is closed, you show up with testimony. So do we accept it or not? So those are the three cases where we don't hold like Moshe Megamil. Kana Rabbana, we learned in a brisa. Hareza gitech, here's your get. V'haniyar sheli.
But the paper belongs to me.
I'll give you a get, lady. Right? Here's a get, but the paper belongs to me. Eino migureshes. You're not migureshes. Why not? Rashi says, Eino migureshes. Lo yav lev lo midi.
You didn't give her anything.
Right? What'd you give her? Virachmana omar v'nasam bi'ada.
Why does Rashi add those four words? Rachmana Omar v'nasam biyada. So Rashi says, why are you not yotz? Why is it not a good get? He didn't give her anything.
That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam says in Yud Gimel, in Ches Yud Dalit, Hareze Gidech v'Aliyor Shali in the Megureshes.
Doesn't work. You know why?
She ain't ze krisus.
That's not krisus. Right?
What if? Ain't that krisus? It's not a krisus. That's different than Rashi. What if ain't that krisus? You didn't fully separate yourself from her. Rashi, you didn't give anything. That's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says ain't that krisus. You didn't fully distance yourself and separate yourself from the wife. Why? Because the paper still belongs to you. So says, what do you see from here? What about a loan document? I'm lending you $100, but the paper belongs to me. So according to the Rambam, that would be a good. That would be good. Why? There's no issue of krisus by a loan document. Right? Or matana or these other types of documents. Only by getting the problem of krisus. Rashi says, lo yavlav lo miti. I didn't give you anything. If the paper belongs to me, I didn't give you anything. So says, Rashi would hold that this is a problem by all shtaros. All shtaros. Right? You didn't give anything. Says the stipler, no. It says, what does Rashi say? V'rachmana amar v'nasan biyada. There's a special din of nesina by a get. He agrees with the Rambam. There's a special din by nesina that has to be given to the wife. Right? It has to be given. You have to give something. Otherwise, it's exactly what the Rambam is saying. It's a krisus problem. It's not a separation problem. Okay, so that's a machlokas there, how you learn this Rashi. Anyway, but if you say almanas shetachziri li etaniyar, but if you say on the condition you return the paper to me, then migureshes, then it does work. What's the difference? Maishna reisha, maishna seifa. What's the difference? If you say I'm almanas, you return the thing to me, it's no good. But if you say almanas shetachziri li etaniyar, and then it works. Why does it work? Why is it a good get? So here we go. What?
No,
but there's a creature's problem.
It's a condition.
What? Ah, so we're going to get to that. It's a condition. It's Amr of Chista Hamani. Who's the author of this memory here? Rashi Ben Gamlieli. It's Rashi Ben Gamlieli, the Amr who said, Titin lo estameha. If you say, I'm willing to divorce you, if you give me the coat, I don't have to give you the coat. I can pay you money for the coat. So I don't have to give you the paper back. I'll pay you for the paper. Hachanami, Efshad Mephaitzele, Bedami. Fine, you want the value for the paper? It's a condition. I'm only divorcing you if you pay me for the paper. Fine, I'll pay you for the paper. What does that paper, what does the cloth cost? A few dollars, it hits a few dollars. You don't have to give the actual cloth back. That's what Rashi Ben Gamlieli said yesterday about the coat. Same person over here. Maskef Labaya, that can't be. Amar, the Amar of Rashi Ben Gamlieli, when did Rashi Ben Gamlieli say that you could pay Shava Kesef instead of giving the actual item? That's only Hechad Lasebeine. That's if it's not here anymore. You lost it, you lost it, it got stolen. But Hechad Lasebeine, if it's here right in front of our eyes. Mi Amar, did we say that? Did Rashi Ben Gamlieli say that you could pay the value when it's staring in the face? He never said that. That can't be the answer to this problem. What's the answer to this problem? Allah Amar Baya, Hamani Rab Meir Hi. It's the Shita of Rab Meir, the Amar who says, Be'inan Tanai Kafel. You have to have a Tanai Kafel. Whenever you make a condition, you have to say the positive and the negative. You have to say, I will divorce you if you return the paper to me. And if you don't return the paper to me, I will not divorce you. That wasn't said here. So it's not even a tanai, and therefore the get takes effect immediately. That's what's going on here. V'hacha, holo kafleil tanai. You didn't make a tanai kafel. What did he say? I'll divorce you if you return the paper to me. That's not a tanai kafel. That's only a one side. One, right? That's only one side of the equation. Therefore, there is no tanai. So if you say to a woman, I'll divorce you on condition you give me back the paper, and you hand her the get, she's divorced, she doesn't have to give back the paper. Why? Because it's as if you didn't make any conditions at all. Why? Because the condition's not doubled over. Yes, we're going to get to that in a minute. That's the halacha, according to a mayor, which I believe we pass in that way, but all conditions have to be doubled over. There's more rules about conditions, which we're going to get to right now. Maskefula Rava, Taima Dilo Kafle Latanoi? What, you're telling me the problem is it didn't double over the Tanai? Ha Kafle Latanoi, and if you would have doubled it over, Lo Havigita, it wouldn't be a good get. Why wouldn't it be a good get? Because if you would have doubled over the Tanai, then you have a krisus problem, according to the Rambam, and according to Rashi, you didn't give anything. If you tell the woman, I'm only going to divorce you if you return the paper, and if you don't return the paper to me, you're not divorced. So he gives her the get. Now what? She returns the paper, she's not divorced. Says Rava, is that what you're trying to tell me, Abaya? That's what Remeir means? That can't be. Because Michti, kol Tanai, every Tanai, mehecha gamrinan luhu. Where do we learn out Tanaim from? We all know this. It's from Parshas Matzei. Mitzanai b'nei Gadu b'nei Reuven. B'nei Gadu b'nei Reuven wanted to live in Eivor HaYarden. So they told Moshe Rabbeinu, give us Eivor on condition. And if you don't go fight for you, then we're not going to get the Tanai Kafel. But Ma Hasam over there, Tanai Kodim L'maisa. The Tanai came before the Maisa. Right? We promised to fight and then we'll get the Maisa. On condition. The Tanai comes first. Af called Tanai Kodim L'maisa. So too, the Tanai always has to precede the Maisa. Always. The condition has to precede the act. Lafuke hacha, the Maisa Kodim L'Tanai. Here, the act preceded the Maisa. The act preceded the condition. What's the act? The giving of the get. What's the condition? Giving the paper back. The Maisa comes first. That's no good. El Amar Rava. You know why this gets no good? Mishum de Maisa Kodim L'Tanai. Because the Maisa comes before the Tanai. So I will give you this get on the condition you give it back. The Maisa comes first. Asks the Panim Yafos, we say every single Friday night, Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi. What's Yom HaShishi? We all know this Gemara, that Hashem created the world only on condition that we will accept the Torah at Har Sinai. Right? So the whole world was created on condition we accept the Torah. Isn't that Maisa Kodim L'Tanai? Hashem first created the world. You hear this question? I don't have an answer to this question. I don't understand the answer. Hashem first created the world on condition that we accept the Torah. Isn't that a Maisa Kodim L'Tanai? So to answer the question, the question's in the back, there's a Zohar, has to do with Menucha, that Menucha was created right before Shabbos. So that's the hinge of Shabbos is the hinge of creation. I didn't really fully understand the answer, but I just thought that was a very cool question. Maskeflor of Ada Bar Ava. If Ada Bar Ava asks, wait a minute. Time of the Maisa Kodim L'Tanai? You're telling me that the problem with this get is that the Maisa comes before the Tanai? Hai Tanai Kodim L'Maisa Lo Havigita? And if the Tanai would have come first, it would have been not a good get? Because the condition wouldn't have been fulfilled. The condition would have been fulfilled, and therefore it's no get. Michti, wait a minute. Kol Tanai Mehecha Gamrin Lahu, Mi Tanai B'nei Godu B'nei Reuven. Where's every Tanai learned out from? B'nei Godu B'nei Reuven. Ma Hasam Tanai B'dover Echad, U'maisa B'dover Acher, just like over there. The Maisa was on one thing. What was the Maisa? The Maisa was, I'll fight for you. And what was the Tanai? You give us that land. It's two separate things from left field. I'll do A, you do B. So to over here was different. You know why? The Tanai u'Maisa b'davar echad. The Tanai and the Maisa are all the same thing. I'll give you the get, you give me back the get. I'll give you the get, but the paper, it's all the same action. That's no good. Ella amar Rav Ada bar Ava. You know why this gets good? This gets good because there's a problem of mishum the Tanai u'Maisa b'davar echad. That's a problem. They're coming at the same. They're not separate things. Ravashi Amar, another answer to answer this Brisa. Hamani, who's the author of this Brisa? Rebbe, it's Rebbe. The Amar of Huna Amar, should change it to Rebbe. Amar of Huna Amar Rebbe. Kala Omar Almanas, Ka Omar Me Achshav Dami. If you make a condition like this, it's as if you said it beforehand. So it's as if you said it from right now. So it's not that a condition, it's not really a condition. It's more of a retroactive changing. So I will give you the get on the condition you give me back the paper. It's as if you said, I will give you the get now, and a separate thing, you have to give back the paper. So it's not a Tanai issue, it's not a problem. Okay?
If she returns the paper, then it's a get, correct? Because she fulfilled the
Tanai. No, he's saying, I'm giving you the get right now. You're divorced right now. It's me'achshav. It takes effect right now. There's a condition later that you have to give me the get.
No, so, how are we learning it before this?
Yeah? It's your get on the condition you fulfill all the conditions. And they're not going to be fulfilled.
Why?
They were not fulfilled. What?
Why can't she just return it then?
What?
She can't return it then?
No, because in order for a Tanai to work, it has to be the Maisa and the Tanai have to be from two separate things. And here it's one thing.
But here it's still a Tanai. So just so what? It's retroactive.
So that's how he holds. He holds Almanas means Me'achshav.
But still, but Me'achshav, so, but it's Me'achshav if you fulfill all the Tanai. So all the Tanai should have the freedom of Mishpatei HaTanai.
What? So, no, so who says it over here? What? No, Rashi says, V'ashkach de b'shas gerishin nikita leget
ulaachar zman hi chozeres umatana amanach lahasir shma matana.
That's why it works, but still, it's still.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Still conditional.
Yeah, you have to work that out. Yeah, 100%. Okay, I have a question over here. Also, don't have an answer for this question. The question is from Rabbi Eliezer Kunstadt from Yeshivas Kol Torah in Yerushalayim. Ready for this question? You have to manage. It's a little bit of a suspended. The halacha is it's in Siman Lamed Dalad of Orach Chaim, which is a siman about wearing Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. What does the Mechaber say? It used to be you could wear both tefillin at the same time, or even not, even if you put them on one after the other. You make a tenai. If I'm wearing this, if this is really the right tefillin, this is a Mechaber. If it's the right tefillin, then good. And if it's not the right tefillin, then it's just Ritzuas Ba'alma. Right? If it's the wrong tefillin, it's Ritzuas Ba'alma. So let's say you're wearing it at the same time, you could wear two tefillin at the same time. Right? And that's how maybe the Mechaber had said you should wear Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi tefillin at the same time. So again, if it's at the same time, if it's the correct tefillin, I have in mind that I want to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of tefillin. And if not, it's Ritzuas Ba'alma, stam and adornment. Right? So asks Rev Kunstadt, wait a minute. That we know that in order for a tenai to work, a tenai can only, how does he phrase it? What? If there's no, this is a slightly off this, but he quotes our Gemara here. Right, he quotes our Gemara here, even though it's not really on our Gemara, but it's about Hilchas Tanayim. We know that the halacha, if something cannot work with shlichus, there cannot be a tenai. Mikol milsa de lesa b'shlichus, lesa b'tanai. It's one of the rules of tanayim. You can't wear tefillin with shlichus. It's a mitzvah shebagufo. So how can there ever be a tanai on Hilchas Tefillin? That's his question.
It's the same question you have by Martin Abikomen. He
asked the same question about Pidgin Aben. That how can you have a matar al-manas lahatsir for the money on Pidgin Aben if it's a mitzvah shebagufo? It's the same question about that. Then he asked another question about Nazirus. I don't understand that question. So I don't have an answer to that. Do you have an answer? No. I don't have an answer to that question. I thought it was a great question. He also asked a question in the front part, which is the more lundish questions. This is Mamash on today's daf. He says, wait a minute. All the halachas of B'nai Godim, of Tamarim, I learned that from B'nai Godim, B'nai Ruvain. But wait a minute. Moshe never fulfilled the Tanai. It was fulfilled by Yehoshua. So right away you have a shliach. And the halacha is that if you appoint a shliach, the shiltos holds, you don't need tanai kafel. So the whole makar is all a problem. The whole makar is a problem. We said that whenever you make a tanai, you have to follow the rules of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. But the rules of B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven were carried out by a shliach. They were carried out by Yehoshua. Yehoshua didn't make that tanai. Moshe Rabbeinu made that tanai. And the rules are that when you have a shliach, there are no rules of tanai kafel. The shiltos says that. What's going on here with this makar? The whole makar needs a beer. The whole makar has to be explained, has to be fleshed out. How can a shliach fulfill the tanai of a baal? That's his question. Okay, food for thought. Okay, next. Iskin Shmuel Begita. Shmuel made a rule by get the shchiv meira, that a shchiv meira who says as follows: Im lo mati, if I don't die. Lo yehei get, it should not be a get. The im meisi, and if I do die, yehei get, it should be a good get. It's a tanai kafel. So the Gemara says, v'leima im meisi yehei get. Why doesn't he say it in the normal way? If I die, it should be a get. V'im lo meisi, lo yehei get. And if I don't die, it shouldn't be a get. So the Gemara says, no, lo makdim inish paranusa l'nafshe. We don't say bad about ourselves. We don't start off with bad. We're not going to say, if I die. No, you don't start off like that. You start off, if I don't die. The Ramah says, you see from here, it's learned out, the Mefarshim explained, that people always are very makbid. Some people are makbid. They don't want to get an aliyah when the last pasuk of the aliyah is a sort of a negative, the last pasuk of Parshas Bamidbar, for example, which says, V'lo yivala b'meith, the last pasuk of Parshas Vayikra. People don't want to get those aliyahs. The beginning is also important. The first pasuk is also important. The Shalas HaTshuvas, Tshuva Me'ava, says, you know, you always ask, okay, I have good news and bad news. What do you want to hear first? The answer is the good news. You start off with good. It's a Beferish Gemara. Right? It's a Beferish Gemara. You start off with good news. The Chasam Sofer says, that's why we started off this Masechta with Hamevi Get Mimedina Tayam, such a weird case, such an unusual case. Why? Because we explained it down on that base. that the reason why you're divorcing her is because you don't, because you're sick or not well, and you don't want her to fall to Yivam because your brother's a rotten guy. The very, very end of the Masechta, it's on Yom Kippur's daf, the last mission of the Masechta is, you have a fight with your wife. All the way at the end we stick that Mishnah about the reasons why you want to get divorced. So all the way at the end. Why? Because we don't start off with bad. We start off with good. Divorce is never a good thing, but sometimes it's better than others. So we start off with the good, all the way at the very end of the Masechta, on daf Tzadik. Why would Yehuda Hanasi do that? Right? When you put the fundamental mission of the Masechta is all the way at the end. You know why? Because it's about bad. Anyway, Vilema, Vilema lo yehe get im lo mesi. Why don't you say it should not be a get if I don't die? So go, oh, because be'in and tonight kodun l'maisa. You have to have the tonight. Kohen has to come first. So maskev lo rava michti. Call tonight mehecha gamrina mi tonight b'nei goda b'nei ruvin. Mahos, I'm just going to go over there. Hein kodun l'lav. The positive preceded the negative. If I go fight, then I'll get the land. Af kol. So too, always, whenever you make it tonight, the positive has to precede the negative. Lafuke hacha, the lav kodum lohain. The lav comes first. Ela amar rava, hit how you say it. Im lo mesi lo yehe get. If I don't die, it should not be a good get. Im mesi yehe get. If I do die, it should be good. And then he repeated it himself. Im lo mesi lo yehe get. Im lo mesi lo yehe get. Why you say it like that? Lo makta manish produce lo rav shek. You don't want to start off with bad. So you start off, and then you say, Im mesi yehe get. Im lo mesi lo yehe get. Because be'in and hein kodum lav. We have to have the positive before the negative, so that's why we say it three times. So you say it extra time. You start off by saying it so you don't have bad, then you have to say the positive, then you say the negative. We had this all. Because I think it didn't come up. That's why I said this is a chock full daf. Because all these rules of conditions, we never had them before. We've had tonight before. We've had tonight before. I don't know. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hareza Gitech, if someone says, if a husband says, here's your get, almanas shetashmasheni es abba, as long as you serve my father, almanas shetaniki es bini, or you nurse my son. So, kamihi minikaso, how long do you have to nurse? Shtei shanim, normal nursing is 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda omer shmon asar chodesh, 18 months. What about the father? So Rashi says, till he dies. There's no time limit for that. Till he dies, till the father dies. Then he's divorced. But Meis haben o shemeis ha'av, if the father or the son die early, well, the father dies, son dies early, then hareze get, it's a good get, because the condition's been fulfilled. Hareze gitech almanas shetam sheni es abba shtei shanim, if he said 2 years, or almanas shetaniki es bini shtei shanim, or he said specifically, I want it to be for a 2 year period, then meis haben, if the son died, o she'amar ha'av, or the father said, I don't want this woman serving me, but he said that not because of anything she did. Right? She didn't just spill everything on him every second and get away from me. No, she didn't do anything, but whatever. He said he doesn't want her around. After all, it's the disfavored daughter-in-law. He doesn't want her around. Then, ain't a get. It's not a get. Why? Because the condition hasn't been fulfilled. He said 2 years. The father said, get out of here. So the condition has not been fulfilled. Or Shir Ben Gamliel, Omer, no, because they get, that would be a good get. Klal Omer of Shir Ben Gamliel, Kol Akav V'She'ena Haimena, Harez get. Any reason that she can't fulfill the get, it's not her fault, then it's still a good get.
Why is it good in the ratio? Isn't it creases? No creases.
What?
No creases if she has to serve the father.
When he dies, till he dies. Rashi says that, till he dies.
No, how is that? The Barakol race.
Not serving the husband, serving the father.
So I made a condition. I made a condition, right? You, as long as that king is in power, we're not divorced. Once he dies, we're divorced. So that can be for 30 years. So what? Doesn't make a difference. He could have picked any guy in the streets. Happens to pick his father because he might as well get something out of it, right? You can make any condition you want, as long as it's as long as it fulfills the rules of conditions. It could be a 50-year condition. That's okay. It's not a recommended thing to do because she's stuck now for the next. Until the father dies, right? But made such a rule. She's not. That's not chal yet. We had already. So we said, what happens if they live together during that time? Right. So we had that already.
Till
she dies. Oh, but that's different because then the mom is married. Well, aren't they mom is married until the father dies?
Isn't he get now and then she has to serve the father?
What?
If you violate the tonight, the get's only retroactive. If you violate the tonight. It's considered a divorced woman. So
exactly.
If you look with her, she violates it tonight, and you have to deal with it.
Right.
married woman.
No, but she can't violate the tonight.
What?
How can she violate the tonight? She's waiting for the guy to die.
She's not serving him.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't serve him.
Okay.
I
don't know.
Is this considered a get right now, or is it...
That was
we had that already, so it goes back to the date. It goes back to the date. Goes back to the date that you give it, but there's a condition attached to it. I give you a get today, but it's not chal till tomorrow. So it's not chal till tomorrow.
Say that
when you say it, so it's not chal till my father dies. That could take 20 years, but it's not chal till then. What can I tell you? You're allowed to do that. I'm not saying this is recommended, but you're allowed it. Now, the Gemara says, maybe the Gemara was bothered by your question, because the Gemara says, Amibi Eden Kula Hai? Wait a minute, it's such a long, for a mini. We have a different brisa that says, Sham Shaso Yom Echad, she serves the father for one day, Umanikaso Yom Echad, and she, what's it called, for one day, she nurses the baby for one day, Hareze again. Now, lo and behold, she's divorced. Amar of Chista, lo Kasha, it's not a Kasha. Our Mishnah said 2 years, here it says, until the father dies, here it says 1 day, not a Kasha. Machlokas. Harabbanan v'harashir megam liel. Masnisan v'harashir megam liel. Our Mishnah who said that you have to serve till the father dies is v'harashir megam liel. V'harashir megam liel said that you could pay the value of the coat. You don't have to actually pay the coat. Rav Shimon's very interested in maximizing the money. He's very interested in pushing the envelope. Right? After all, the coat's not here. Oh, so pay the value of the coat. She made a condition that he made a condition till the father to serve till the father dies. We're maximizing the money here. A very consistent shita. And v'ha v'ubrayt the rabbanon, and the brayt said 1 day. That's the rabbanon. And the Gemara says, wait a minute. How am I to say for Rav Shir Megam Liel? Since in the second half of the Mishnah we have the last line of the Mishnah, Rav Shir Megam Liel Michlal, the Reisha Lav Rav Shir Megam Liel. The Reisha is not Rav Shir Megam Liel. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's a problem. El, you know what? Bryce Rav Shir Megam Liel he. The Bryce is Rav Shir Megam Liel. We just said before, we want to maximize the money. True. However, Rav Shimon is Makil B'Tanai. He's Makil by Tanayim. How's he Makil? I made it tonight, you have to pay me and the coat, and now you can give me the value of the coat. That's a kula. Maybe the husband wanted the coat? No, you're going to give him the money for the coat. So since he's Makil by Tanayim, he's Makil here also. We said 2 years, it's really only 1 day. Masnitz and Rabbanon, the Mishnah's Rabbanon, who said, no, it's mom, whatever you said, 2 years is 2 years.
It's to get right away, doesn't he say? You have to do 1 day.
Right.
It's not the same thing as the
price.
The
price
says it's 1 day.
Right. I hear you. Rava Amar, Rava says, lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan bestam, kan b'mefaresh. One was where you didn't specify, and one was where you did specify. Rav Ashi says, wait a minute. Kol stam, nami kimefaresh. Yom echad. Even if you specify, it's only 1 day. Now, wait a minute. Our Mishnah doesn't seem to agree with that.
Kol stam.
What? Kol stam. Right. Is nami kimefaresh yom echadami. It's as if you said 1 day. Wait a minute. Tanan, kamahim, and nikaso. How long is the nursing? Shtei shanim. Rabbi Huda omer shnei masa chodesh. So bishlam al Rav Nicha. Rav said, whatever date you gave, whatever time you gave, works. El Rav Ashi, who said it's always 1 day. Lamali shtei shanim, lamali shmona sa chodesh. B'yom echadzagi. What's the Mishnah talking about? According to Rav Ashi, 1 day is good. So the Gemara says, "Hachika Amar." Here's what he meant: Yom Echad Mishtei Shanim, 1 day over the next 2 years. La'afuke La'achar Shtei Shanim Delo. After the 2 years are over, you blew it. You have a 2 year time window to serve the 1 day. Yom Echad Mishmon Asar Chodesh. You have 1 day of the next 18 months. La'afuke La'achar Shtei Masar Chodesh Delo, where it doesn't work. Okay, so that's a machlokas between Rava and Ravashi. There's a mitzvah here. It's a good place to stop. Anyway, we have 1 more minute anyway till we start. So we'll stop here and Michael will pick it up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.